go right into our next kōrero. But first, just another mihi to Arona Kere. Beautiful kōrero. Beautiful kōrero. Now we've got Ian Hudson. Now, Ian is from the Salvation Army. He's going to talk to us about the latest child poverty statistics and what that means and what we can do about it. Kia ora, Ian.
Kia ora.
It's my pleasure to have you join us tonight. Thank you so much for making the time for Radio Wātea.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
Thank you, Ian. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with child poverty? I did see that the figures are right back up again. Devastating to see that. What's the story?
Just like you, we're devastated by what we're seeing. We were hoping, I guess, that, well, not I guess, we really were hoping that we would continue to see reduction in child poverty. And we did see that over 3 or 4 years, and it seemed to us that the rise in the minimum wage, the increase in the benefit rates, you know, significant progress there had helped to bring that all down. But somehow or other, this cost of living increase seems to have swallowed a lot of that up. And we lost a lot of ground, and we're sort of seemingly back, not quite back where we started, but far enough back to be very disappointing. That doesn't really surprise us, because the Salvation Army, what we've noticed in the last year in our State of the Nation report that we put out just on a week ago, we saw that our food parcels had increased by about 40% nationwide. And so that kind of was like a sign to us that family, the whānau aren't coping. That's a basic thing. And so they were coming to us in increased numbers. And what we're finding out from our frontline staff is that it appears as if work and income have pulled back on giving emergency and special benefits to people, and they're sending them to agencies such as ourselves rather than give out that kind of support. And that's really putting a pressure on our staff, and obviously for the people who have to come to us in the first place. So that's kind of the background to it anyway.
Thank you for that. What do you want to see from this government?
Well, we can see that unemployment is set to rise, and it's going to be harder for some people to find work. And so we think it's at a time when we absolutely have to make sure people who are on benefits are getting enough to get by on, especially for the ones that are just going into that situation. But for all of them, right now, we are wanting to see the government. We were disappointed, I must say, that it seems as though the minimum wage has been not indexed or kept pace with inflation. So it seems like it's losing some of its value that had been given. And a similar kind of thing is happening with benefits. So it's just at the wrong time. From our point of view, we think it's really urgent that this government looks at and making sure that the people on the lowest incomes are getting adequate income, because otherwise we're going to just continue to see children fall into poverty, which is unacceptable.
Can you tell me about what life is like for some of the children that you are seeing? What is their reality?
Well, their reality is things like, obviously, coming to us, the families are doing without food. Sometimes it's to do with, not so much this time of the year, but not being able to pay the power bills or struggling to pay rent. All of these things impact on the children. And some of it's directly, you know, like going without food, but the stress of the parents and trying to manage all of this, children pick up on that, and it incredibly affects them and their education. And you've got to, on top of that, this is particularly related to people who are on low incomes, if they don't have enough and they've barely got enough and they're working long hours, often they're not able to be there for their kids. Even they can't afford the childcare. It's just a whole lot of those kind of combined things come together to really impact on the children. And I was talking to, I mean, sometimes you don't see the children, you see the families. And I was talking to a fella who was really upset. He was on, virtually in tears. And what had happened to him is he had had a injured his back. He had been a truck driver for years, and suddenly he couldn't do that, and ended up on the benefit, and he had to come to us, and he was so ashamed, so embarrassed. He just couldn't get enough, and he showed us his budget, and we could see that by looking at what he had, his normal income, it just wasn't enough, and there was nothing he could, he felt he could, we couldn't see how he could make it work. And that kind of stress that the parents live under transmits itself to the children. And yeah, it's very hard to watch that, especially when you see a man who obviously has been a breadwinner for a long time. He was a single parent in this case. He didn't have his wife and him had separated some years back, and he just couldn't make it work. Very distressing to look at.
Indeed, indeed. What can we do about it?
Well, I know. I mean, from this current government, what we're really wanting to see is a measure of support for the people on the lowest incomes. We want to see. I mean, there's been a bit of negative, I would say, even to the point of shaming. That is not what we want to see. We want to see positive, proactive activity from the government towards helping people out of poverty and good ways. But also, I guess I have to be honest and say that for our services, and I guess that would be the same for many services providing food at the moment, we went through a phase after COVID where we had quite a bit of help with government help fund the food. That's dried up completely now, and that some of the agencies that sprung up to help with the food have lost their funding and no longer providing that. So agencies that are left still like us and city missions and others around are really struggling now to actually have enough food to give the people that are coming. And we're sort of having to almost ration this a little bit because we all of a sudden find ourselves in situations where we can't actually provide the amount that's needed for the people that are coming to us. So any kind of help in that respect from anybody really, but obviously we'll be talking to government to see if they can give us a little bit more support, funding to help provide for that. Because in actual fact, what they're doing is sending, working income are sending people around to us rather than providing some of the support themselves.
Oh, very disappointing to hear. Very disappointing to hear. I just want to add to that call for support for the Salvation Army, and also add to that call for the government to actually take responsibility. I feel like it's one of those things. I mean, I see it with St. John's Ambulance as well, Hatohone. They provide such a imperative service. But they're having to do it themselves and fundraise themselves. And really, I mean, what do we pay taxes for? And don't get me started on some of where our taxes are going. But yeah, thank you so much, Ian, for everything that you're doing. Final question: how can people support the Salvation Army? What are all of the different ways we can support?
Well, obviously, there's the money one, but also there is often in Countdown and other places. We often have where you give it to the Salvation Army, like cans or food. There's that we have those kind of campaigns. But I know on top of that, volunteering or supporting, and at the moment we're trying to do more and more things around helping people support themselves around food. I can't say that it's the same everywhere, what we're doing around the Salvation Army, but in some places we're really trying to help people with gardens or other ways of mutual support, so it's not all just straight out handout. So sometimes volunteering or that type of thing, not just for us but for any other voluntary organisation, would really help help us in that respect.
Kia ora. Well, Ian, with all my heart, I want to acknowledge your heart and the fact that you have aligned yourself so that you are doing this mahi. And I can hear the gentleness in your voice, and I can hear the concern and the aroha in your voice. So thank you so much for what you're doing. And anybody that's listening tonight that is able to support the Salvation Army, however that might be, even organising a charity match of some sort or some kind of anything that you can do to help, but also, and importantly, our politicians. We need our politicians to be doing better.